This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. AP's Ben Thomas.
Speaker. The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
A week after U.S. Democrats held their convention, ultimately nominating former Vice President Joe Biden as their candidate to challenge U.S. President Donald Trump in November, the Republican National Convention will aim to recast the story of Mr. Trump's presidency over its four nights of events this coming week. President's campaign officials involved with the planning process tell the Associated Press that the theme of the convention is honoring the great American story and will feature speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news and the White House. The primary aim will be to draw stark contrasts with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Mr. Trump is looking to shift the campaign away from being a referendum on the presidency. This is VOA News. The world has hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India together making up more than half of that. India reported a record daily jump of coronavirus infections Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron.
At least 69,878 new infections took India's total cases to around 2.98 million, behind only the United States and Brazil, piling pressure on authorities to curb huge gatherings as a major religious festival gets underway. For most of Western India, especially the financial capital Mumbai, the 11-day festival of Hindu god Ganesh is usually celebrated with big public gatherings. Cases have plateaued in Mumbai, which now averages just above 1,000 a day, but strict pandemic regulations have meant the festival season, which begins this month, has been lackluster.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. South Korea is now banning large gatherings, shutting down nightclubs and churches, and removing fans from professional sports events. And unprecedented restrictions announced Saturday as it battles the spread of the virus. Health Minister Park Nung-yi, who announced the step shortly after the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 332 new cases and the ninth straight day of triple-digit increases. While most of the new cases came from the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, which has been at the center of the viral surge in recent weeks, infections were also reported in practically every major city and town, raising concerns that transmissions are slipping out of control. Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. One is dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other is pushing through the gap between Cuba and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The latest projection from the U.S. National Hurricane Center points to tropical storms Laura and Marco both approaching Louisiana or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. A hurricane watch has been issued for the New Orleans metropolitan area, which was pummeled by Hurricane Katrina in August of 2005. Researchers say that two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great playlist of songs for you today, all kinds of styles. Modern Cape Verdean Morna, Maharaganet, Khmer Afropop, Ugandan Dancehall, Nigerian Afro House, French Afro Beats, and Alternative. Song of the Week, that comes in at half past the hour, is Siti Mamenya, a collaboration by Malawi's Madalitsu Band and the Ukrainian band Tik Tu. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that. And then, going way back in time, I have a mini vintage tune medley of traditional music from three countries, Sierra Leone, Botswana, and Ethiopia. These recordings were featured on a Music Time in Africa broadcast on the 23rd of August, 1981. Finally, I've got an incredible interview, the first one since COVID-19 broke out that's face-to-face in a socially distanced and outdoor venue with the living legend from Mali, La Grande Dame, Oumou Sangaré. Then we round out the show with Oumou's classic hit, Jarabi Nene. So sit back, people, relax, and enjoy the music. We are starting out today in Benin with a very positive vibe. Here is Peace and Love by Auguste Aidasso, better known as Asiki.
I'm
right. Yeah, that was the gorgeous music of Asiki from Benin. That song comes off the artist's 2012 EP called Brass Evolution. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we move to today's newest sound out of Nigeria with Nini Ola. Commonly referred to in recent years as the Queen of Afro House, Nini Ola's recent 2019 single, Omo Rapala, is dominating the airwaves in Nigeria and in South Africa, where Afro House actually originated. The single was produced by SARS. That was Nini Ola with Omo Rapala.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, guys. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I hope you're all holding up okay under these strange coronavirus times. I'm broadcasting to you today from my home studio, once again in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Going a little stir crazy, but otherwise okay. Listen, near the back half of the hour, my feature interview is with Oumou Sangaré, the legendary Malian singer and women's rights activist who is, lucky for us, stuck in Washington, D.C. due to the pandemic. So stay tuned for that. And of course, for all of the awesome music in between then and right now. This next song, in fact, is from Egypt. It was released about 3 months ago, and it already has 49 million views on YouTube. My colleague, Usama Farak, who is our African music programmer and also Egyptian, listened to the song earlier this week. Here he is introducing it via voice message. Hi, Usama.
Hi, Heather. This song is an Egyptian maharganat genre, which is a mix of the popular shabi and electronic dance music. The song title is Shams al-Magarra, meaning the sun of the galaxy. Three artists are performing the song. They are Omar Kamal, Hamu Bika, and Hassan Shakush. It's about a man who loved a woman dearly, and he considered her as the sun of the galaxy. Then she walked out on him and broke his heart and made him lose trust in everyone in the universe, up until he found another sun of the galaxy. Enjoy.
اللي عنده جرح تشبهني يتفضل جنبي طول عمر الفرحة بتكرهني وتبقى ذنبي لو بتدور على الإخلاص عمرك هيفوتك واللي تقول ده أعز الناس نسوا يشوف موتك ولا هل عليهم يقولي أصحاب ضيوف ما بقتش أشوف حد يساعدنا عشاني وسعت مال على الشمال مش عاوز أعرفكوا تاني اللي كنت عليها بحكي لكوا كانت نور عينيا دلوقتي جاي أشهدكوا على اللي حصل فيا قلبي صفالها وحب جمالها وارتحت معاها فجأة لقيتها تشقلي بحالها يا قلبي انساها
في قلب جراح عليها العمر راح من غيرها انا هرجع انا شفت معاها عزية كدبة وصدقتها وعاشت وقتها هتبقى لوحدها ما هي برضه غدرت بيا
عشقت مين وعشقت مين ما تقولي ولا انت خايفة ايام زمان كنت الامان والناس بعدها شايفة انا مش حزين على دي السنين والنعمة لا تدوقي كله عني بقى بيتكلم شغلين بالكم ليه ايوه هفضل فيك وبعلم قولوا تاريخكم ايه وفيكم ان عشان عدتكم بمراحل وشرخ بس انا بتعب وانتو بيتكم مهم الشغل كاخ ولا حد فيكم شاغلني ايوه اكتفيت مش طالبه صيد قمرتوا تاخدوا بدرونا اسمي الشبح اسمي الدباح والسمعه يا ابني مضمونه اللي قالك هبقى معاك شوف على فين وداك سابك وسط جرح وهلاك قالي كتير وياك اشدي نفسك واظبط حالك ده محدش هيدوم اعمل اللي يدور في خيالك فوق وصح النوم
That was Hamu Bika featuring Omar Kamal, Hassan Shakush with Shams al-Magarra. Hey everybody, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and for a little short, refreshing alternative sound, this is Rashan Ahmad featuring Tie with a song called Sea.
Rashan Ahmad with C, a track off his 2019 album, The Sun.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hi everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I've got three more current tunes for you: Ugandan Dancehall, French Afrobeats, and Khmer Afropop, and then Song of the Week out of Malawi and Ukraine. So keep it locked right here on Music Time in Africa. All right, now we're going to move to a nice, chill dance vibe with Eddie Kenzo. Let's dance, he sings. Let's dance, Twe Agale.
Zenesi tene mazam, dunia tene mazam, tenko ze sabintu bicham, segu ya mwana adam, kubaba muli bacham, muli bacham. Mzendi woku very nice, waya gala opportunity nkuwa ka chance. Wanudole nguli na chai, owa matanga kuliko na machani. Wali wabanchu nyamu bide bizibu, nga wagala ngweve mumirima. Basi right now utopele, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Tuyagale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Tuyagale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Tuyagale, kuwa kati ye fabaliko.
All right. Hey, everybody. So what happens when Nigerian Afrobeats goes French? Well, Daju Juna Nsungula better known by the mononym Dadju. He is a French singer of Congolese descent, and he paired up with Nigeria's international mega superstar Burna Boy for this single. It's called Donne-moi l'accord, or Give Me the Okay.
Tu peux lire sur mes lèvres. Je ne veux pas discuter. Ma tête est remplie de mauvaises idées. Ce que je veux, c'est foncer sans hésiter. Et si on prenait le risque d'y aller sans regretter, ça sera notre petit secret. Toujours la conscience, but not today. Alors donne-moi l'accord, corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort.
Oh, oh, girl, I could do many things for your love. Check, you know, say, money me, pop, pop, pop. Looking for me, oh, calling my commander. Presidential, calling me governor.
Sans hésiter. Et si on prenait le risque,
si on prenait le risque,
d'y aller sans regretter, ça sera notre petit secret. Toujours la conscience, but not today.
Alors donne-moi l'accord, du corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, du corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain.
Give you the best, nothing less of us. Baby, you've come to me, rush, rush, rush. Make I love you long, 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 long.
Je crois qu'elle me jette, un sort. Elle est dans ma tête, sort. Je crois qu'elle me jette, un sort. Elle est dans ma tête, faut sortir.
Give me the best, give me the best, nothing less of us. Can you not say I give you good, good love? Baby, you should come just the way you are.
Beautiful. That was Donne-moi l'accord by Dadju and featuring Burna Boy. This is Heather Maxwell. And now for that Cameroon Afro pop I mentioned earlier, this is Kameni with her smash hit, Nayo Nayo. It's only her second release so far, and she's young in the music industry, but I think she's just great. I think you'll think so too. Here's Nayo Nayo. Man no go die because family.
Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. Papa cause de la family. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. Life is not easy. Pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Make you know say life ain't no easy. La vie est dure comme le caillou. Make you just the prayer for it. Me and no say t'as besoin de choses. You need to some more money to the shine shine. Anything they give you make you appreciate them. Oh 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 oh. Je dois prendre soin de moi. Je dois aussi prendre soin de moi. Laissez-moi prendre soin de moi. Ma famille est là mais je suis aussi là. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On va pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. Remedy, écoute la mort comme encore, ouais.
pour vous, mais je ne mourrai pas à cause de la famille. What a guan, moi je fais de mon mieux. Oh, nae, oh, nae, oh. Man, no go die because family day. Man, no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu débats. Ton moulot va payer. Life is not easy. Pas paresse. Il faut que tu débats. Ton moulot va
Hey, that was Nayo Nayo by Cameroonian rising star Kameni. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we turn to Malawi and Ukraine. And Kwame for...
And this is the song of the week.
All right, hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather, what's up with you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm back. I was on vacation.
Enjoying yourself.
Yes. But as always, it's good to be back on air with you and everybody. So we've got Song of the Week from Malawi and Ukraine.
Interesting combination right there.
The name of the song is Siti Mamenya, and it is by a Malawian traditional band called Madalitso Band, and the Ukrainian band is called Tiktu. Mm. Yes. Now, before we get started, the title means, in English, we don't beat. And what they're referring to is children. All they're saying is, it's better to talk to children when they've done something wrong, not beat them.
Well, I'm sure Africans have something to say about that.
All right, so let's get to it.
Yep, let's go have some fun.
So this is a really interesting sound. We don't normally hear this kind of sound on this show. The thing that I noticed right off the bat is just how it's all string, and the strings are all unusual. So in Malawi, they're playing custom-made guitars. That's what this band, Madalitso, is known for. There's just three guys, and they're playing a four-string guitar and then a double bass with a really long neck that is called the babaton. It's unique to Malawi. And then the other guys in Tiktu are playing really small string instruments. Some have four strings, some have six or eight. So it's pretty much all string bass.
I think the little strings you were talking about that were held by the Ukrainians, it's called a ukulele, if I'm not mistaken.
A ukulele, but you know, I checked that, Kwame, and ukulele only has four strings, and that little one has more.
Oh, interesting. Well, it makes the song feel childish and rhythmic, and I like that. It's playful, and you know, it's a breath of fresh air. I really love that about the song.
Hey, hey,
was Siti Mamenya by Tiktu and Madalitso Band, a collaboration that, well, it has an interesting story. And guess what, Kwame?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
All right, next week I'm going to interview the band in Malawi, and we're going to get all the skinny on this collaboration, how it came together. It's really interesting.
That should be fun. Malawi, Ukraine, that would be a fun interview for sure.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that next Sunday. But for now, that was...
Song of the Week!
You got it!
It's music time in Africa.
Now, I am so excited to play you this short medley of traditional music. The recordings all come off of one original broadcast of Music Time in Africa in 1981. And I have condensed them here just so you can get a taste of this kind of old music without running off or changing the station. So stick with me, peeps. Stick with me. You're going to love this, I promise. First up, here is a group of Temne women playing percussion from the Bondu Society, which is a traditional secret society. Okay, that was Bondu drumming. Now, this is a Tswana flute orchestra that was recorded in the town of Ramutsa in Botswana. The flutes are actually an ensemble of 19 copper pipes. The musicians walk around in a circle and they move sideways and just use this simple stamping step. Okay, so that was Tswana flute. And now the third and final sample is tum music from the Gambela regions in the extreme western part of Ethiopia. Tum is a form of the mbira or the likembe or what everybody knows as thumb piano from other parts of sub-Saharan Africa. But here, the metal keys were made from umbrella spokes. My mini medley of traditional vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello, everybody. It's Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Mayra Andrade is a modern Cape Verdean singer who interprets traditional Morna music with amazing skill and beauty. She's truly the torchbearer of the late legend Cesaria Evora. This song, called Tang Kalakatan, which comes off her 2019 album, Manga, is a true work of art. Kalakatan is the sound that a pot makes when it's empty, but you're still trying to scoop food out of it. In Portuguese, she sings this lyric in the song. You went away. You went to nothing. You ignored me. You shunned me. When I got home, I knock, 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 knock. Con, 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 con. I found nothing, just some tea and incense, a portrait and a cat. The pot was Tang Kalakatan. Come, just come, don't go now. The wrongs I've done, I'll mend them all. The ugly will be beautiful, as we were. It'll be okay. Oh,
aquele torto que faz em tacha pra fé puta fica bonito. Se mano está, tá fica bem. Chapa fé puta fica bonito. Se mano está, tá fica bem.
Was Myra Andrade. Hello, this is Heather. And now it's time to introduce our featured artist today, Umu Sangare. This legendary Malian singer and women's rights activist has been stuck in the Washington, D.C. area due to the coronavirus, so I was able to have a nice one-on-one conversation with her face-to-face. It was at an outdoor party given in her honor specifically. In case you don't know who Umu Sangare is, she's a Grammy Award winner. She's released 9 albums over an incredibly successful world music career. And most recently, she was featured on Beyoncé's visual album, Black is King. But before we get to all that, let's listen to a bit of one of her most recent songs, the one she talks about in the interview you're about to hear, Sa Manyi, Oh Death.
All
right. That was the beautiful sound of Umu Sangare with Sa Manyi. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to our feature story with the artist. So as I said, Umu and I are sitting together here across the table from one another outside at an elegant backyard party in her honor. In this conversation, she reveals her secret to the longevity of her career in the world music business, and she breaks down the meaning of that song we just heard, Sa Manyi, and explains also how French superstar Aya Nakamura, whose songs I've played many times on this show before, symbolizes the immense and long-term impact that Umu's music has had on African women's empowerment since the late 1980s. Oh, and you'll hear her saying Wasalu a lot. That is the name of the region where Umu was born and raised. It's called Wasalu. This entire interview is on my YouTube channel too, so you can check it out and see this beautiful, amazing woman. Hello, everybody. I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Umu Sangare. Hello, Umu. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Anna.
It's nice to see you.
Thank you. Me too.
So what are you doing in the United States?
I had just come for holiday 2 weeks. Unfortunately, Corona locked me in here. And I say, okay, fine, I'll stay here. Maybe at the end of a month or so, it will pass. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, today. Oh, my God. But it's okay. I'm not complaining at all.
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah.
We have known each other now for a long time. Well, I've known you more than you have known me, but still, it's been since the late 80s, early 90s, with the release of your very first album, Musolu. Mm-hmm. I was in Mali, actually, living in a village with Peace Corps, and I remember those songs, Musolu, Jarabi Nene, they
Andia.
Saved Andia. Oh, it was just wonderful. But it has been decades where you have released just amazing albums. I think maybe 8 by now. Mm-hmm. You just released one in 2020, mm-hmm. And you started back in the late 80s. So what is the key to staying on top for all of these years?
I work a lot. And I am so in love with my traditional instrument from Wasulu. It's something that the rest of the world has to see. We have things that we must show others.
You're speaking about the Kamelengoni, the Calabas, the Bolon, Carinha.
Yeah,
oh, I love Bara, the drums. Oh, yeah. And the dance and the singing.
And dance also.
It makes me think of that 2020, your 2020 album, Acoustic. And it shows all of those instruments and you're singing and performing with everyone. I really loved that song, Sa Manyi. I like Jukuru too, but Sa Manyi is really touching. Now, I speak a little Bambara, so I know what it's about. But could you explain what it is? What are you singing about?
Sa Manyi. Sa Manyi, I wrote it, it's been more than 15 years ago. It's a song that speaks about death.
De la mort.
Sa ya te moto, fembi bolo sa ya manyi. Sa te janto.
Vous savez, la mort.
You know, death doesn't pardon anyone.
Personne. C'est bien de.
It's good to refresh the memories of people often saying, yes, we have something that awaits us. It's better to be correct in life. Because death awaits us. That you do good or evil, you will die one day. It's so important. I sang it because I had lost my first arranger. It was very painful for me.
Who was that?
Amadou Bagindo. He's the one who arranged my first album, Andia, Jarabi Nene, and all of those. It was him. The album came out, and not even 3 months later, he died. So it was then I had the real shock of death, and it pushed me to write a song about death. And since then, when one hears Samani in no matter what radio in Mali, everyone, everywhere in Africa or on TV, that signals that someone has died.
I know you are a big advocate for women. You mm-hmm. always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you could tell me, from when you first came out with Bifuru, which means, you know, marriage today,
mm-hmm.
and talked about marriage and frankly about problems and issues with women, how have things changed or developed since then, almost 30 years ago?
It helped women a lot, and it continues to help them because I invited them, oh, excited them to believe in themselves, in singing and in working. So all of a sudden, I can say that it had an effect. Because many young girls, many women say, I really want to be like Oumou Sangaré. When I hear everything that she says in her songs, it gives me energy, it gives me the courage. And also I see what she herself does in life. It gives me energy. I want to be like Oumou Sangaré.
Me too.
Yeah.
Moi aussi.
Même la chanteuse.
Even the singer, there's a Malian singer who was raised in France, Aya Nakamura.
Yes.
Today, oh. I was so surprised to discover that all of her inspiration comes from me, even to the point that she sang, I am like Oumou Sangaré. So while making the clip, they gave me the crown, and I gave it to her saying, here, take the queen's crown. You are the queen now. Go on, like Oumou Sangaré. So all of that to say that I couldn't imagine that in France, the kids that are there, who are they themselves, because I received letters of encouragement from so many people in Africa, but I didn't think that even those who don't speak my language, because they don't speak Bambara well at all, the kids born in Europe. But I didn't know that the consciousness was turned toward me. So it encouraged me. And I see that it's the result of this struggle since the beginning. And it gives me the courage to continue with this fight.
What plans do you have in the future?
I am stuck here 1 month, 2 months. After 3 months, I said, but Oumou Sangaré, you can't stay here 3 months doing nothing. This is not me. I went in the studio. It's the demo. I start to create songs here. Already the new album. The old demo is already.
Yes. Do you have the title?
I'm withholding that for a surprise.
Ah, okay.
It's crazy when I call my family. I say, but you know what? I'm stuck here. It's true.
J'ai transformé.
But I transform my stress into work. So I'm not stressed. I'm in the studio. I'm working. They say, Oumou, you are strong.
Like I said, always on top.
Always. I try.
Oumou Sangaré, c'était vraiment un grand plaisir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And that concludes my feature story with Oumou Sangaré. I'm Heather Maxwell, and hey, we have time for one more song, so let's end with one of Oumou's biggest world hits, and that has been most recently resampled and used as the compositional anchor in Beyoncé's song, Mood for Ava. That's track 4 on her visual album, Black is King, by the way. The song is Jarabi Nene, Love Shivers.
Nene mani,
And with that beautiful classic by Umu Sangare, it is time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Umu Sangare for that incredible interview, and also to VOA's Nanit Talani for that great voiceover, and to VOA Bambara reporter Kadiatu Traore for hosting that wonderful outdoor event. Thank you also to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Song of the Week. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. And also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage tunes, go to Music Time in Africa, our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows. Go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we are live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.